Some of you might remember me, okay? I'm Father Lin. Back in 1800, I was assigned here under Father Bob Nieveding. I was young and beautiful. Now I am very old and still beautiful, so be patient with me. Friends, today we celebrate Divine Mercy. And the reading of the Gospel today is about what, Mark? Once people in this parish know, Father Lin will ask questions, and he expects to have an answer. Okay, Marco? Are you with me? Being handsome and smile cute ain't gonna cut it, kiddo. You know, give me an answer. What's going on? What's today's Gospel about? Good chance. Give me an answer. Tithe from what? Kentucky laws? There's not the reason to. So what's going on in the Gospel? You've got to say something. We don't want to go. You know, friends, if you're not participating, my homily is very short, okay? The problem, you are not participating. Okay, this is a Pentecostal style, okay? We will preach, and you have to respond, okay? Who didn't believe him? Thomas didn't believe him. So what's going on? Oh, you are Deacon Jim Parrish's son, so you know all the answers. So what's going on in the Gospel?
Well, he appeared to someone who didn't believe without seeing.
Who appeared to what? Just say it. You didn't answer. You didn't listen in the Gospel. To be frank, so we have to absolve that sin.
I think.
Okay, good. Don't never mind. It's a long story. So, let me capture today's Gospel. He's beautiful. Thomas. We all know him as the Doubting Thomas. Perfect. Thank God. We know something. He's a Doubting Thomas. Okay? So Thomas, Jesus, after his resurrection, he appeared to his buddies. Okay? Right? And what's going on in this Gospel? I love this part. The door was locked, Mark. It was locked. And Jesus appeared, what did he say? He said, but where was he? In the room? Is that just in the room? Read it. Is that in the room? What did he say? In the midst. Thank you. This you should preach instead of me. In the midst. You know what the word in the midst means? In proximity? Come on. Among them. Thank you. Call yourself an English major. What a joke. There. In the midst of them. And he say, peace be with you, Marquito. La paz esté contigo. Peace be with you. You see, friends, listen. This part, I love this part. You know why? You know why? Just say it. Why, Father? Say it. Thank God. Participation is good. You see, oftentimes we're very heady. Our mind, our frustration, we refuse to participate in life. We lock ourselves up. It's real, friends, in our culture. Either I like you, Mark, or I hate you. Within 15 seconds. Do you know that? Yeah. Is that fair? Maybe. What do you mean, maybe? Is that fair? If I say right now, barely know you, I say I hate you. You suck. You feel good? No, it's not fair. Just say it. I know it's not fair. And you should know it's not fair. In 15 seconds, friends, we choose to like it or we hate it. So you're talking about the mind. We lock ourselves up all the time. You see, Jesus in the Gospel to Thomas. Thomas is a good guy. You see, Thomas just like you and me. Because Thomas speaks about the angle of doubting.
Thomas is speaking about the human aspect of ourselves. We love curiosity, but it has to be my way. Been there? Why me? What happened to me? Why my mom sick? Why my grandfather died? Why my girlfriend dumped me, Marquito? Why? Why Kentucky lost? Yeah, because they suck. But why? What happened? You see, Thomas, it speaks of real reality of you and me. You see, what the story does not end with Thomas. Because Jesus is about him, not Thomas. You see, Jesus in today's gospel presenting to Thomas is a new way of life. Yes, friends, Easter is a new form of living. It is not an event. We ate the dinner, we killed the bunny, we get fat with chocolate, and we call it a day. No, it's not. Easter is a new way of living. Let me tell you what it's like. You see, Jesus inviting us, just like Thomas and his disciples, yes, in the locked room, in your mind, to follow Jesus, Marquito, you have to take risks, mister. You have to take risks. You have to get out of that mindset. Trust me, I am the witness of that. Vietnamese born, escaped the country to United States, eventually end up at University of Kentucky. Three things I know. Mechanical engineering, actually four things. Mechanical engineering, mathematics, which is one, right? Soccer, play semi-pro, girls, they're gorgeous, aren't they, Malcolm? Girl or hot, I'm telling you that. Girls and beers. Yeah, the bong, yes. I know the bong very well. Four things. God invaded my mind. God invaded my mind. I was at University of Kentucky. The Newman Center, I know it very well. Actually, I was with Father Dan. He was my pastor. We drink every other day, but that's beside the point. I was laying with a hangover, the fan spinning. And there's this thing called Lynn. You ever thought being a priest? Yeah, right. 18 years later, standing here in front of all of you, talk me being ridiculous. Be a fool for Jesus. God will invade you. Whatever the circumstance may be, Marquito. It could be when the girlfriend dumped you, be prepared. God is calling you. You see, Luke, I am your father. You will know. You see, Jesus invited Thomas, calling him. Not to convince him he's a loser. No. He said this to Thomas. Put your finger into my nail mark, young one. Okay? Put your hand into my rib. What did he try to do there? Anybody? Make them see? More than that. Make them believe? Come on. Huh? No. He wants Thomas to become intimate with him. You see, he invites Thomas to go deep into the life of Christ. The life of Christ, friends, how often, Christians, we underestimate that life. You see, Jesus invites him to put his finger into his nail mark, into the place where Christ, where we are afraid to get into. You see, friend, in my ministry, I have seen plenty of denial. We hate to be old. We hate to be friends with each other. The form of communication in America right now is what?
Facebook.
And?
Twitter.
And?
Instagram.
Anything else?
MySpace.
Huh?
Text. Skype. Snapchat.
We are more intimate this damn thing than to each other. Am I right? How can I be friend to someone that I like? By... Think about it, people. Jesus gave us a new way of life. In order for us to truly understand into intimacy, we have to become...
What's up, Michael? How's your girlfriend?
You see, we got to be with each other. Jesus invites Thomas to feel the pain on his side. In other words, don't look at it. Put your finger into it. What does that mean? The death of Jesus Christ, friends, is the death of our sin, our pain, our struggle. When the last time you two really sit and talk to each other, really care for one another? What the hell is that, Father? We don't have time for that because our boys have to raise them. Seriously, when the last time you expressed your pain for her?
We just did 8 hours of driving for that.
8 hours of driving, it forced you that. When the last time you expressed how much you love her in that 8 hours?
Hell no.
Am I right? You see, guys, friends, I'm serious. Jesus invited us to participate in a new way of form. Don't conform to the world, the way to express love and kindness. Follow the path of Jesus Christ. The path of Jesus Christ, it looks funny, but it's real. It's about intimacy. It's about faith in contact. You see, what I learned in America is this way. When I come to you and your name is
Ethan. How are you, Ethan?
That's a lie. He said, good, how are you? That's not what you mean. This is what Ethan really meant, non-verbally. I'm fine, thank you. Get the hell out of my face. Am I right? That's non-verbal in American culture. Think about this culture. It's very unique, right? American culture. If you do not believe what I'm saying, buy me a six-pack and we argue about it. And your name is? Jack. Are you nervous yet? Sorta. Are you nervous yet, Jack?
Yeah.
Are you really nervous?
Hell, I am.
Okay. Think about it. The space that we require most intimate of truly see each other eye color is this space. But oftentimes we communicate each other about this space. Can you touch Jesus' side from here? No, Jack. But you can touch Jesus' side from here.
Yes.
Yeah. See, friends, the year of mercy. Today is the conclusion of the octave. Jesus reminds us about the path of Easter. Life is the way we live. But I have my challenge to you, re-examine your life, in your friendship, in your family, to each other. How often we're not living as the life that Jesus Himself invited Thomas, that means you and me, to really put our hands into His side, in order to identify and empathize the suffering of each other. How often we not be close to one another. My challenge to you, turn the damn cell phone off tonight. Sit around dinner table and make fun of each other. Tonight, try that and see what happens. You see, friends, the Eucharist is about that. It's about the intimacy that Jesus invites us. He ain't say, look at me, I'm beautiful. What did He say, Jack? What did Jesus say? He said, peace be with you from the altar? Come on, what do you say? Take this, all of you, and look at it. Oh, he said, take this, all of you, and eat this. He wanted us to eat him. Eating is the most precious, intimate way that was given. And how we eat in America? McDonald's, fast food, right? And the quicker we eat, the faster we run, isn't it? Eating. Imagine that. So friends, I challenge you on this wonderful evening. I might be crazy, but I don't think I am. Perhaps I want to make sure, challenge every one of us, young and old alike, re-examine to our life. How often we become so superficial to each other. How often we so rely on technology of this modern day and miss out the opportunity to really stay close as Jesus invites us. Touch me. How wonderful. How precious. How fun. I think Jesus is very fun. We screw it up big time. Trust me. So get with the program. How about this? For the hell of it. Stand up. Give each other a hug. See how that feels. We'll be passing everything to them.